Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Iranian society generally does not pay attention to his statements, as it believes he lacks personal, behavioural and verbal balance, and constantly shifts between contradictory positions.
That's Iran's Minister of Cultural Affairs and Tourism, Sayed Reza Salehi Amir, dismissing Donald Trump's latest threats of striking Iran's power plants and bridges this Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to marine traffic. Tehran is calling the U.S. president an unstable, delusional figure. Mr. Trump earlier threatened to attack Iran's infrastructure if it fails to reopen the strait by Monday. In a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, he said,
"Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the f***ing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah."
And in another post, he wrote, "Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Wednesday, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Time." The Secretary General of Amnesty International, Agnes Callamard, responded to his post on X, saying, "What a revolting message." Iran's cultural minister says Mr. Trump's changing positions make it hard to take him seriously. A spokesperson for Iran's president, Sayyid Mohammad Mehdi Tabatabai, says the reopening of the vital waterway can only happen if transit revenues are partially set aside to compensate Iran for war damages. But in a social media post on X, the IRGC says the Strait of Hormuz will never return to its former state, especially for America and Israel. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei says globally people are aware that this war is illegal.
Everyone, not only in our region but also globally, including in the United States, recognize that this war is illegal. This is a war imposed on a civilizational state for no reason. This is a war based on a lie that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapon, something that has never existed, a lie that there was an imminent threat on the part of Iran against the American people. That's simply untrue.
Iran's parliament speaker Mohammad Bahir Ghalibaf has warned the region is going to burn in what he refers to as the U.S. president's reckless moves in the Middle East. In a post on social media platform X, Mr. Ghalibaf says the only solution is to respect the rights of the Iranian people, calling on Mr. Trump to end what he labeled a dangerous game. But on the other side, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is congratulating the U.S. president on the rescue of a missing American service member in Iran.
"All Israelis rejoice in the incredible rescue of a brave American pilot by America's dauntless warriors. This proves that when free societies muster their courage and their resolve, they can confront seemingly insurmountable odds and overcome the forces of darkness and terror."
U.S. Special Forces rescued the crew member after the fighter jet he was in was shot down over Iran. Mr. Netanyahu hailed what he called the U.S. president's decisive leadership.
"This rescue operation reinforces a sacred principle. No one is left behind. This is a shared value demonstrated time and time again in the history of both our countries."
Mr. Trump says the crew member had been seriously wounded, but is now in a stable condition. He says the rescue of the first crew member of the downed jet took 7 hours. Israel had earlier indicated they played a role in the rescue, saying it halted its attacks in the area while the mission was still going on. According to an intelligence officer, the U.S. military was forced to bring in additional aircraft to complete the rescue of the second service member due to a technical malfunction. Iran State Television says Iran shot down a transport plane and 2 helicopters that were part of the rescue operation. Iran's Joint Military Command spokesperson claims the U.S. had to bombard its own military aircraft and personnel that was struck and downed by Iranian fighters to prevent embarrassment for President Trump and the hollow image of its military. Ibrahim Zulfahari says several U.S. military aircraft entered Iranian airspace to carry out a rescue operation for the pilot of a downed U.S. fighter jet, but said Iranian fighters and air defense systems struck the aircraft and forced them to make an emergency landing in an area south of Isfahan.
After the encirclement of the enemy was completed by the heroic fighters of Iran, the weakened adversary, in order to prevent embarrassment for President Trump and the hollow image of its military, was compelled to carry out heavy bombardment on its own downed aircraft, equipment and personnel.
This Tehran resident, Katayoon Hayat, says Iran has the right to retaliate.
Iran has to retaliate. It has no right to threaten. This infrastructure belongs to all the people of Iran. If they have a problem with the government, if they have a problem with others, America has no right to harm the people of Iran or to damage the infrastructure and disrupt the lives of all the people. They should confront each other in a different way, in a way that has nothing to do with infrastructure and disrupting people's lives.
Iran state media, citing a provincial security official, says the U.S. Israeli strikes on petrochemical facilities in the Mashhar Special Petrochemical Economic Zone in southwestern Iran has killed 5 and also wounded others. In the northern Israel city of Haifa, search and rescue teams were searching for survivors through the rubble of a residential building after an Iranian missile struck the area. Meanwhile, Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun has called for negotiations to end the war in the Middle East between Israel and Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Lebanon's health ministry says more than 1,400 people in Lebanon have been killed in the past month of war, and over 1 million people have been displaced. Mr. Aoun says with the ongoing strikes, Lebanon could turn into Gaza.
It's true that Israel wants to do in Lebanon what it did in Gaza. Our duty is to not let it get to how it got in Gaza. When we said we wanted to negotiate, some said, what is the point of diplomacy? I would like to say to some, what's the point of the war? We now have 1,400 martyrs, 4,000 wounded, thousands of homes destroyed, 1.2 million people displaced.
According to local health authorities, since October 7, 2023, Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza has killed more than 72,000 Palestinians and displaced most of the population. As Gulf countries reported more attacks from Iran over the weekend, Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, has held talks in Doha with Kuwait's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Jarrah Jaber Al Ahmad Al Sabah. According to Kuwait Army, the armed forces detected and engaged 9 ballistic missiles, 4 cruise missiles and 31 hostile drones within Kuwaiti airspace. In a statement on X, it said the hostile drone attacks targeted 2 power and water desalination plants, the oil sector complex, several operational facilities belonging to the Kuwait Petroleum Corporation. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.